There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I like it. Let Joe talk.
Isn't it kind of exciting, though? Like, obviously, the world has gone completely into chaos.
Yes. Isn't it great?
Like, we are in this weird position where the mainstream media
isn't it
is
great?
Universally accepted.
Isn't it hilarious? We spend all day in our careers talking about an upcoming civil war so much that people genuinely believe it and they pay us tons of money for it. Isn't it great? Isn't it f***ing poggers? Well, this happened yesterday. There was no announcement. There was no big kerfuffle. Just randomly, I was looking on the internet yesterday and saw that Tim Pool in an RV was talking to Alex Jones, also talking to Joe Rogan, a couple other people in there as well. You might recognize some faces. And yeah, I haven't watched this in its entirety yet. I have seen some clips. I watched enough to find that clip that I put on the Memes of Production, but it's time. It's time to take a ride in the COVID bus, everybody. Oh boy, I'm excited. This is gonna be a wild ride. So buckle in.
Joe Rogan is in town, and we have Michael Malice and Luke Radowski and Tim Pool.
Well, so here's what happened. We asked Blair to come on the show because we love Blair, and then Alex was like, "Hey, are you guys gonna have? Am I coming on at all?" And we were like, "You know, it'd be really cool if you came on with Blair White, but we got to make sure Blair's cool with it."
Of course, I was totally down, and then it kept escalating. And then it was Michael.
So then someone leaked it to Michael, and he was like, "You're having me on the show, right?"
Yeah.
And
it was me. Like, I leaked it to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how he works in that we're all asking to come on. Of course we want to come on, Tim. You're great.
But then it's like, I'm thinking, oh man, this is huge. Like, what are we going to do? And so.
And then Joe Rogan calls.
Well, hold on.
You are the worst. Wait. Let him tell his story.
Let me tell his story. We had Drew Hernandez here, who's sitting right here. I don't know what camera works for Drew.
I don't know, Lydia. How do I switch this thing?
He's got a job to do, Lydia.
We are all here.
Do this, please.
It's amazing.
Okay, so
get to work. Get to work, woman.
It's for me.
Oh. I don't want to throw it across all this stuff.
Pass it, Ian.
Give it to me.
I want to pass it.
We're disorganized mess.
Thank you, Luke.
Okay, hold on. I warned everyone this would be a cacophony, loud noise.
Kidding.
Okay, so hold on.
No, the way it is, there'll be a lot of people talking.
Drew is here, and I was like, Drew, like, if the verdict comes in, it's Joe Rogan.
There you go.
What up? Bro, thanks for coming, man.
You're now podcasting out of an RV, brother.
How the mighty have fallen.
Right on time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Look at that beautiful bastard.
Joe.
Right, yeah.
The show is about to begin.
Yeah.
We got Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Michael Malice, Drew Hernandez. This is it right now.
This is breaking the internet.
This is breaking the internet. Everyone needs to share this link now. Share the link.
A dog bit me.
I don't.
A dog bit me.
It did.
All right.
What
the fuck did you do to that dog?
I misgendered it.
Oh, he did.
All right, so I'll
talk. We got jokes. We got jokes already. It's happening, everybody.
Me like that. Let me wrap this story.
How did the dog bite you?
We try not to swear.
Why?
Suddenly.
We try to be family friendly.
We have limited time with Lord Rogan. Let's hear what he has to say.
Well, so Drew is here.
Yes.
And we were talking, like, Drew, if the verdict comes down in the Rittenhouse case, he's an eyewitness. He filmed it. I was like, can you stick around and come on the show?
r/onejoke.
He saw the whole thing?
Saw the whole thing, Rogan.
He testified in the trial.
It was totally different than the video, right?
What part?
Just kidding.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No, that was my point. When you see people like Anna Kasparian saying, I thought it was a totally different thing.
The footage has been out for like the entire time.
But everybody thought it was a totally different thing.
Because they would also censor the footage. You couldn't.
Yes.
Because the corporate press is the enemy of the people.
Did you see how MSNBC would not show the defense responses? Only
right. Yeah.
Prosecution.
Only the prosecution. Well, so we were like, Drew, stick around.
Is there not something super fucked up about Drew being there while the trial is still taking place, doing these kind of shows? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Around. And then when this show just became whatever the hell is
because,
going
on. Because, like, one of the things that was brought up during the trial was his, you know, inherent bias towards this case. I mean, they were talking about it repeatedly.
Everyone was like, Tim, did you ask Joe to come on? And I was like, oh, Joe, he's got a show. He's a busy guy. And I was like, well, hey, Joe, you want to break the internet? You know, Michael's
I'm not
really
breaking the internet, bitch. I'm just showing up at your weird trailer.
remember when I told you, though, I was going to get a van.
It's ridiculous. It's awesome. It really is dope. I love the lighting. I love the fact you have a screen here. It's brilliant, right?
I love it. I want
this
it.
This is amazing.
And I like it.
The screen that, so you can't see on camera, but the screen we have for everyone to watch the news, like to see the news articles we pull up,
pretty
it
nice.
Rises up from the dress.
Yeah.
That's very fancy.
Like
I saw that at Hugh
Hefner's
house.
That's right.
So, Joe Rogan in the house.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, right about basically everything. Finally, it's all coming down. The truth is coming out.
So, Thomas Jefferson was in the Illuminati.
Bunch of demons.
Joe Rogan is the 46th president of the United States.
I smell sulfur.
Oh, my God.
People are just giving us money.
Oh, God, that's how it works.
Tim. I'm already. So it's.
Yeah, that's how it works, Tim. Yeah, we can say whatever we want. It doesn't matter. No research. I can make incredible claims. I'll eventually be sued for those claims, but yeah. Pay up. What's going down here? Oh, look at this. Look at all these donations. $5, $10, $5, $100. Dragon Noodle Soup Gaming says, for $100, hey, Tim and Co. Crazy show. Tim, I know you talked about it last time. A new Christmas song was made. Last I remember was from Polar Express, 2010, I think. Dragon Noodle Soup, you paid $100 to ask Tim Pool the question, there's a new Christmas song? The last Christmas song I remember was from the Polar Express? That was worth $100 to you? Were you really worried that, like, if you hadn't spent, like, what if you did $50? Were you worried, like, oh, maybe he won't answer it? Maybe I won't get the definitive response to, is there a new Christmas song? Last I remember it was from Polar Express. Like, is this just honest and simple and, I don't know, surprisingly wholesome as it is? Or is this just like a series of dog whistles? I'll never know. I don't know. It just sounds like he's asking about Christmas songs. Why would you spend $100 to figure that out? Oh, the next one for another $100. Just thank you for this. Thank you for this. Like, okay, right now, best Timcast ever. Right now, Glenn Greenwald is trying to push the story that, like, people are like, well, one of the reasons Glenn Greenwald is a conservative now is because there's a lot of money in it, your Substacks, your Rumbles, all this kind of stuff. And Glenn Greenwald has been like, no, come on. I was making way more money when I was promoting things that lefties cared about, okay? This is not a thing. But, like, no, it's definitely a thing. Just look at the way these are pouring in. This is as far as I can get to. This is the Holy Grail of podcast episodes. Fire!
It's hot in here.
Listen, it's kind of exciting.
I like it. Let Joe talk.
Isn't it kind of exciting, though? Like, obviously, the world has gone completely into chaos.
Yes.
Isn't it great?
Like, we are in this weird position where the mainstream media
isn't it great?
Universally accepted as...
Isn't it hilarious? We spend all day in our careers talking about an upcoming civil war so much that people genuinely believe it and they pay us tons of money for it. Isn't it great? Isn't it fucking poggers?
At least being mostly full of shit. Mm-hmm. Or partly full of shit.
Totally
right?
Full of crap.
The most optimistic person says, well, they
lied. I'm sorry, just genuinely, fuck you. Fuck all of you. Fuck everyone involved in this. For like, just straight up being like, they're giving us money, it's fucking hilarious, I know, isn't it great? Oh, the world is shit, isn't it great? And then in the same breath be like, okay, now we're going to talk to you about how there are these elites, and the haves and the have-nots, and the rich who control everything, and trying to, like, bring that down, as if, like, you genuinely care about these issues, where it's more just like, no, this whole thing, it's about money, it's for fun. Whoa, Cheeto!
Lance, crazy show. Lance, I know you never talked about the last time a new Christmas song was made. Last I remember was from Polar Express in 2010, I think.
Everyone, oh my God, I'm a tomato. You tomatoed me, Cheeto. Look at how tomatoed you just made me. God damn. Everyone who just got a free sub from Cheeto, please give him a big thank you. A free tier 2 sub? God damn. Yes, I do believe it was from Polar Express. Hey, you know what? You just gave 5 tier 2s, so let's see what the hype's all about. I'm already horrified. You know what? I don't want to risk a Dimka, and I think it'll make it better. We're going to listen to it on 2x speed.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling. Dreams are calling, like bells in the distance. We were dreamers not so long ago.
Still, that's on 2x speed? How does it sound normally? That's ridiculous. What does it sound like without any manipulation?
But one by one, we all had to grow up.
Not me.
Right? That was never the case of Walter Cronkite.
Exactly. Who also lied all the time.
Or was it?
He lied all the time, but people didn't realize it.
They lie like a crackhead hitting on a crack rock.
Alex, every word they say is a lie, including and the.
Yeah. How's that a joke? That doesn't make any sense. He lied like a crackhead hitting a crack pipe? What?
It's reached new levels of lying, though.
No, we've reached new levels of being able to expose them. They were lied us into the Spanish
War. Like, if you wanted to do that joke, wouldn't you have said he lied like a crackhead wanting his crack pipe and will say anything for it? Isn't that, like, all right.
Or in Cuba, 100 years ago, nothing's changed.
That's the truth, right?
Rosebud.
Yes.
Yeah. Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwood.
It's always been lies.
They've always been lies.
Right. Oh, thanks, Scooby. I'll retweet that.
The way they do business.
The New York Times refused to report that Germany was targeting Jews.
Exactly.
Because that would be buying into identity politics at the time, because Jews were white, and that's what Hitler said, Jews weren't white.
And the government knew about it, and they covered it up, including the railroads, which they could have stopped, but they decided not to.
There's a book called Buried... Hold on, let me just make one point. There's a book called Buried by the Times. Look it up.
Yep.
And this was how they covered it up, because they didn't want to buy into what Hitler was saying.
How is it now different? You know, if they've been, I think they've been lying the whole time, but how are we now figuring it out? Right?
Well, I'll tell you what's about to happen. They're devaluing the currency on purpose to crash all the world currencies.
Of course, here we go.
Great reset.
That's not what we're talking about, Alex.
No,
this is the Build Back Better agenda, Malice.
No, you're asking Malice why it's happening.
How to do this.
No, why it's more obvious.
When a guy starts talking, you don't talk over him. Yes. That's how it works.
Do we have a conch?
Do we have a conch?
Yes, we need a conch.
Conch to pass around.
Let him talk.
So you think? Go ahead, Malice. Tell us. No, listen. It's the Great Reset. It's the Great Reset. ResetWars.com. The point is this the Great Reset, and they're plunging the world economy on by design to consolidate control and kill all the major currencies.
What a that's surprise. He wants to talk about the one thing right he can plug
I
a website
telling
for.
I was telling you tomorrow's news today, there is a global destruction of the supply chain and the world currencies to bring in a new world currency based on the vaccine passport.
The issue, what they were asking is, you know, has the corporate press gotten worse? And my point is, we have more mechanisms to expose their depravity and malfeasance in real time. For example, if this had been 20 years ago, they would have been in a position not to let this Kyle Rittenhouse video ever anyone would ever see it. Now, if you have some kind of hack journalist with his cameraman, one's wearing a mask, one's not, everyone's got a phone, and all it takes is one person to film it, put it on Twitter or Facebook, and then immediately everyone can see it in real time.
Michael, I totally agree with you.
I just sent you a text message with a meme. It's an amazing meme with Alex. You got to look at this. It's one of my favorite memes. It's a You Are Here meme. It's all the shit that Alex has predicted that's come true, and where you are right now.
Let me read it.
Can you get it? Can you get it on your...
How are y'all still doing this meme, especially after the lawsuit that just took place? Like, why... Does that not mean anything to any of you? I'm pretty sure if there was like a prominent lefty who had lied about the Sandy Hook children, saying they were crisis actors that led to the suicide of one of the Sandy Hook parents, no one would be bringing him on and being like, oh, hey, yeah, you're the guy who always made all these wild predictions. I mean, you basically say 100 wild things every single time you open your mouth, and that's just your job. You do it 24/7. Here's a list of some of those things that actually landed. And now let's make this into a meme. Alex Jones is always right. Even though you do all the other terrible, horrifying stuff.
Scream?
Not through a text message.
You fucking primitive apes.
Tweet it out. Post it on Instagram.
Don't you have a Jamie?
I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Well, they'll pull it up.
Wait. I can Facebook it too, can I?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let me just say this nicely. Everybody's right. I'm obnoxious and I'm horrible and I apologize.
No, that's not what the meme is.
No, but
Michael,
is
that you're right.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'll send you the meme. I know.
I'm saying Malice is trying to talk about how the establishment media is dead. I'm talking about how the establishment's hitting us economically. So he's making a legitimate point. I'm making a separate point about the progenitor of the problems we have.
Yeah. I think you guys are both true. There is a global awakening, but there's also a drastic escalation when it comes to the Great Reset, the Build Back Better agenda, what Klaus Schwab is having wet dreams about when it comes to enslaving humanity, making people live in pods, making people eat bugs, having them as little pigs.
Oh, my God.
But they're not going. That's because they're not going down without a fight. So
exactly.
Once the mask is off, you better get whatever you can.
But we win the fight quicker if we know who they are.
Okay, your TV's spying on you. Elite cabal of sex traffickers. Are you fucking serious? This is on the list? I was going to bring up Pizzagate as a thing. Like, can we all just now band together and realize Pizzagate was wrong? Everyone knows that. The whole thing was, a complete fabrication. We're all well aware of it at this point. Elite cabal of sex traffickers. Are you talking about the Epsteins? You didn't break that story, Alex Jones. You can't just... spew venom all day on your show, be like, oh yeah, there's an elite cabal of sexual pedophiles, and then based on these emails and the Podesta, and we saw that Hillary Clinton, obviously the two things are associated because of that, ergo vis-a-vis, now you see Pizzagate, it's real. Like, they're turning the frogs gay. Okay, proving this one right is just because he's like, oh, well, I wasn't actually talking about the frogs being gay. I was talking about this one chemical that they may have been putting into drinking water. And it turns out in these select clinical trials, it has actually changed the sex of certain creatures. Human grove, silver iodide, rich people using baby blood, human monkey. There's interdimensional elves. You are here. Oh, sorry. Now we're going to get to the interdimensional elves. Cool.
causing weird deformity.
I was just covering a Berkeley study, yeah.
But it was more...
Okay, hold on. Here's a list of some of the things Sandy Alex Jones has said. The Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax to promote gun control. The whole thing was fake, Jones has claimed. He's accused the parents of 20 students who were murdered at Sandy Hook Elementary School. I looked at all the angles in Newtown. We didn't even really get any of the really important stuff. They don't get angry about 500,000 dead Iraqis from the sanctions, he responded. Clinton's campaign team ran a sex ring from a pizza parlor. That's Pizzagate, of course. So did that. 9/11 was an inside job. That's for right. He was a truther. I mean, criminal elements in our government working with Saudi Arabia and others wanted to frame Iraq for it. Just a fact. Well, this is different. I don't know if I would accredit him as directly being a truther for that statement. More the whole, like, you know, talking about how we don't know the official story. I've seen it from other angles. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. The government was responsible for the Oklahoma City bombing. Obama is a Muslim. A very racist thing that was spreading around for a very long time. Chemical warfare is turning people gay. The reason there are so many gay people now is because it's chemical warfare operations. Folks, it's making the frogs gay. Well, that quote sounds very different than saying that there's a specific chemical that's been done in some, like, isolated lab studies, and now Alex Jones was right. There's a reason there are so many gay people now. It's because it's a chemical warfare operation. It is so different. Like, fuck me. The NASA moon landing was fake. I didn't know he was one of those, too. Well, there you go. Alex Jones is always right. Time and time again.
Turning that, changing their gender, it wasn't making them.
But here's the deal: I'll be here for 5 hours. Joe's got to go to his show.
Then why are you yelling?
That's how he talks normally.
You have a microphone.
That's how he talks normally. I'm sorry.
I am the Alex Whisperer.
You should see him in church.
Take your vaccine. Okay, I want to hear what Joe Rogan has to say. Joe's nice to say nice things about me, but Joe's also predicts a lot of stuff that came true.
What did I predict?
You predict? Okay, oh my God. Have you watched your earlier comedy?
I don't think I. Oh.
Probably not.
Maybe.
Okay, I remember in like 1999, I just met Joe before. Like,
okay, Nostradamuses, like, if you have a career in media, you are going to talk for a living. If you talk for a living, you are going to say tons of fucking things. Some of those things will turn true. Like, holy shit, the confirmation bias on fucking display here. Like, that doesn't make all of you suddenly these savants who are able to see the future. Now you know that Alex Jones has actually predicted a ton of things. Oh, so has Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan has been right so many times.
Gone to dinner with him and, like, this producer I know. And then I go to see him at the Cap City Comedy Club, now defunct. And he goes up and he goes, let me tell you what's going to kill the corporate media in Hollywood and everybody. It's going to be the internet.
Make some predictions right now? Sure. How about the price of Alex Jones' products are going to go up because of the amount of money he has to pay Sandy Hook families? So I'm predicting, Nostra Surface here, that the price of Brain Force Plus is going to increase ever so slightly.
The first guy I heard say this,
100%.
He goes, there's no way they can compete with the internet. This whole freaking rant, and it was all true. And then he went on to say, but the sucky part about technology
is
they claim we all these Jetson suits and jetpacks and all this incredible stuff, but instead your cell phone craps out when you're behind a bush.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't miss messages from Tim.
Hey,
Tim Black TV. Thanks for having me on, Lance. I was able to get some stuff off my chest. My apologies for talking so much. I had a lot to say. Do not apologize for a thing. If I felt like, oh, well, Tim's really going on for a long time here, I better interject, I would have. No, I was fascinated to hear those stories. And thanks for coming on the show. It was an absolute pleasure. If everyone hasn't done it already, please go check out Tim Black's channel on the YouTubes. Go download his podcast. All that stuff was an awesome interview. We're going to put it up on the internets, hopefully in a couple days. But I really appreciate it. That's awesome. And everyone who's in the chat, please give Tim like a round of applause. I don't know, around like on Twitch, Tim, you're gonna learn that there's all these weird words that aren't English that everyone uses, like poggers and easy clap. They're good things. They mean good things. It's not kappa. Kappa is a bad thing. So if you get poggers and easy claps, those are really good things. You know. And Malloy, thank you for subscribing with Prime. I appreciate it. Is doing online poker. What? Doing an ACR poker community free roll poker tournament today, starting at 1300. Password to join. Name is Destiny. Destiny, I thought that you were against casino sponsorships and gambling sponsorships. Like, you just play poker on your own time, but that's not the same as getting people to sign up with a passcode. Damn. I thought this was a parody account.
Yeah. He's like, I was high when I said that. Same answer.
You know, my problem.
There you go, man.
I feel like corporate media is no longer NBC, ABC. Now it's Google. And
oh, of course. That's not even a question.
Facebook. Yeah. It's, well, in a way, it's worse.
But Facebook is worse than ABC.
But it all needs to be decentralized. It needs to be decentralized.
Yes, sir.
It needs to be.
Oh, they're all talking a big game right now. Every single one of them. Like, where would their careers be without the promotions they get on Facebook? Facebook is just a conservative darling child right now. Oh, yeah, we hate big Facebook. Facebook is the worst. Let's look at the top 10 Facebooks, like Ben Shapiro, Daily Caller, Daily Caller, Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, Daily Caller. Like, fuck off.
need decentralized, open communication where people need to find out what the fuck is really going on. We're finding that through all these corporate, all these like internet companies, whether it's Google or whether it's Facebook or Instagram. If they can just censor you based on ideology, then you don't have freedom of speech because they're the primary means that people communicate. So until we accept that there's some sort of utility, it's not as simple as it's a private company. When it's literally one of the main two or three ways that human beings share ideas across the planet fucking Earth, it's bigger than just a company. And I don't know what the solution to that is, but we have to have that conversation.
Free the software. Yeah,
right. Right, but like, this is why I hate when conservatives talk about this kind of shit, because it's just like, this is bad, we need to stop it, because they're coming after us, and if they come after us, because our views are kind of outside of the Overton window, and we want to spread medical misinformation, this is really about censorship and freedom of speech. Like, yeah, we should talk about things. Well, what about a digital bill of rights? You know, Skull Prisms is correct. That's something we could bring up. We could talk about how these companies have very little oversight from the government right now. We should be cracking down on the way these companies operate, for sure. You don't even have to go as far lefty as me saying that maybe these should become publicly owned because they're becoming public utilities.
Right, I mean, Joe, we're not having that conversation.
They're abusing their power.
Right, because the way it censors is...
Oh, yeah, he is wearing an Epstein t-shirt.
And the people on the left think that's a good idea. But eventually, you can't be left enough. It's just going to keep going. It's a machine. It's Pac-Man. It's just going to keep going.
Wait. I got to ask Joe. So a couple years ago, you had Jack Dorsey on your show. You got a bunch of dislikes on the video. We ended up talking. You ended up inviting me out. And I don't know.
You destroyed him.
Well, it's not about that. I want to ask you, like, how do you feel your opinion changed since before we did that show and to where we're today?
There's a lot of things have opened my eyes, like slowly but surely, like seeing examples of people censored and some of them that don't make any sense at all. Like one of the best ones was Brett Weinstein.
Clean up your room.
Hey, Jendith, thank you for gifting a tier 1 sub. Very nice of you.
I was like, okay. You guys banned an account for no reason because you thought that account, which is by a bunch of influential intellectuals, was going to somehow or another take votes away from what you thought was the party that should win, and so you just banned the account. So now you're making like these ideological choices about free speech. So you're saying your free speech is not as important as the result that I want, and so you're going to ban people. And when I saw that, I was like, this is wild. Yeah. This is fucking wild. And then I talked to a lot of people that were the Second Amendment advocates. They were saying before the election, they were going back into their Instagrams and their Facebooks and finding posts from 8-9 years ago and banning them for those posts.
Yep.
That they were going deep. Yeah, they were doing that just specifically because they didn't want people influencing the vote in any way. 1,000 here, 100 there. Like, if they could just chip away through all these different angles. Like this.
Okay, can we be totally honest about what Joe Rogan's actually talking about? What had happened, and here's a really clear example I can point to. I don't need to just be like, you know... what's going on, Andy? Like, here's a very big specific one. Mike Serenovich, okay, came forward and said that a handful of people, James Gunn, Sam Cedar, are pedophiles. And they're pedophiles because I've dug up these old tweets by them. And because of that, look at these old tweets, which were, you can say, inappropriate jokes, untasteful jokes, not jokes that someone should have made. Sure. Is that proof of pedophilia? Absolutely fucking not. These were like old jokes that were making. In the case of Sam Cedars, his joke wasn't even like making fun of like this is going to be a pro pedophile joke. He was actually making fun of the way people actually regard Roman Polanski and what happened there. Like he was trying to flip the whole thing on its head, and genuinely got those people in trouble. He got James Gunn fired from Guardians of the Galaxy 2 originally, and like that does have real world consequences. And this is the same kind of people who pal around with this crew who are just. All about free speech now. Like, oh, fucking censorship on the internet. It's gone crazy.
And make examples
out of people. Let's just briefly look at that. Imagine it's one thing for an orthodoxy to take over and make you comply, but to punish you before it took over is thought crime before. I mean, this is mind control.
No, that is not what mind control is. What the fuck? But anyways, we should mention that, yes, no, I think it is a bad thing for people to go through a whole bunch of old tweets from, like, you know, 4 years ago and then use those as, like, justification for someone's modern-day beliefs. If the people in question are being called out for that and they no longer, hold those beliefs, I don't think it's inappropriate for them to be like, oh, yeah, just, like, I'm going to delete these tweets now because, yeah, this is really yikesy and I don't think this way anymore. Fine. But at the same time, bringing it to, like, their employers or bringing it to, like, other people and be like, hey, look at this. Here's a clear example of a pedophile. He made a pedophile joke, like, 2 years ago.
Science fiction, this was never dreamed of, where you're punished for behavior before the new orthodoxy comes in. So you don't just submit in the current state. You're going to pay for not... adopting it before it was the new
religion. I got to correct you. This isn't not science fiction. This is what they did in the Soviet Union, where if you were on the wrong side before Stalin took over, you were executed with your family. Yeah. But so this has historical precedent.
No, I know. Like, it's
my family was literally tortured in Poland for daring to question the government or not having the proper paperwork when during
we're getting some lore.
No. I know tyrants do that.
We got some lore.
I know tyrants do that.
Listen. It's retroactive enforcement.
Yes.
Retroactive.
They cut his fucking nose in Chinatown.
Let me. I want to counter this, though, because we were actually heading in a direction in this conversation. We were talking about how we're actually starting to realize how deceptive the media is. And then I pointed it over to Drew because these same tools are what allowed, you know, Drew to be on the ground during the Rittenhouse, during the Kenosha incident, film it, and then be a witness. The media could have absolutely shut it down. You've heard it. You'd see a newspaper article and it would say white supremacist crosses state lines with gun. And that's the only thing you'd know. And they tried it. Drew, Richie, Jorge Ventura, Elijah Schaefer.
They broke that paradigm.
You guys were down there.
And then to watch the prosecutor try to go, oh, you're a right winger, you're evil. It's like, it's footage. It's raw. Like Joe said, oh, and then they saw the raw footage. Once you see that, it's game over.
He literally tried to say that my footage was slanted in a certain way. And I responded and I said, well, yes, it's BLM and Antifa are literally rioting in the footage. What people need to understand is this propaganda is so dangerous, not because they're just telling lies, but they're attempting to control the narrative, which is an attempt to control your mind. And that's what's dangerous. Whether you're Republican or a Democrat, that should seriously concern you, because this is what they do to control the minds of millions of people. And it's allowed on a daily basis. And it's encouraged. It's encouraged. And why don't people take issue with this, that people are trying to control your mind on a daily basis?
Because the average man would rather be safe than be free. We're taught since kids to defer that expert at the front of the room. And one of the reasons they always talk about follow the experts. It's not just with COVID. It's also with this. Am I going to look at the footage and draw my own conclusion, or am I going to listen to the prosecutor?
Okay, Joe, you were saying
something. It's so sad because I don't know any.
This is wild, considering these, like, this entire crew is just a barrel of lies, a basket of lies, whatever you want to call it. These are the people promoting so much misinformation, medical misinformation, historical misinformation, political misinformation.
Progressive. I know a lot of progressives.
And you're all allowed to do it for fun and profit.
Not one of them knows that one of the victims of Kyle was a pedophile. They all think it was an innocent black BLM protester.
Who raped a kid. It's not like he had attractions.
Five kids. And he was an underage boy during this, you know, battle with him. So it messes with people so badly. I know so many people that have no information about the case but have an opinion completely made up.
Wasn't the other guy, didn't he get all his charges dismissed on previous
6 days before?
DUI charge dropped, but he was a career criminal.
People so badly. I know so many people that have no information about the case but have an opinion completely made up.
Hey, thank you, SkyWise8.
Charges dismissed on previous
6 days before.
Six days before, he had a DUI charge dropped, but he was a career criminal. I mean, he went down for domestic abuse, prowling, trespassing, 2 DUIs, felony burglary, 2 counts of carrying a firearm.
Unicorn Glitty. What they're basically doing is they're mistaking mind control for disinformation, or basically manufacturing consent. What they're trying to talk about is manufacturing consent, but they're labeling it as mind control over and over.
Bio-intoxicated.
This is
so,
cult shit.
Yeah. Yep.
We're in a cult.
Yes.
Tell us, Joe.
Speak to us, leader.
How's the Kool-Aid taste?
Shut up,
Dr. Joe.
We are in a cult. Joe, shut up.
This information is not based on reality. This is a left-wing cult. And they're pumping stuff out, and then they're confirming this belief. They're all getting together, and they're ignoring contrary evidence.
Yes.
They're ignoring any narrative that challenges their belief about what happened, and they're not looking at it realistically. They're only looking at it like you would look at it if you're in a fucking cult. Cult is a religion that's just like it's just older.
A cult doesn't let you ask questions. Go ahead.
Look, a cult is made by a guy, and that guy knows it's a cult. In a religion, that guy's dead. That's the difference. Like, religions are just cults that last longer. Some of them prove to be worthwhile.
Honestly, at the end of the day, this is not like the main issue for the left right now. The left are not sitting back being like, everything hinges right now on the verdict of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, whether or not we achieve leftism. Communism will be unlocked if Kyle Rittenhouse is found guilty. Like, most leftists who have analyzed this have been like, I feel in this case that Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be acquitted of these charges. At the same time, can we talk about some other issues? Medicare for all, paid family leave, paid sick leave, maternity leave, I don't know, removing student debt, things like this.
Social and economic and even moral structures. Like, they actually benefit society. Like, some cults, they're based on rituals or things that people learned, and they realize this is a better way to live their life, But some of them are just based on the present moment.
Yeah, I know.
Gathering the most amount
Burrito.
Of, whether it is influence or finances or what power, whatever the fuck it is. That's what this is.
You know what? I totally agree. So let me ask the next question. 100% a left. I really want to hear what you have to say. What is the period we're in now? Because it seems like it's coming to an end.
This is Kali Yuga, man. This is some weird shit that was predicted by the Bhagavad Gita. This is
good or Dalarong, Battle of the Gods, yeah. Ragnarok.
This is what happens in cultures. Like, they go through these pitches, these ups and downs, and it's almost inevitable. Like, it's almost impossible for us with our human reward systems that are based on like animal emotions and biology to manage millions and millions and millions of people all on one continent with money and the economy and the fucking environment. It's almost impossible to do. So it almost always slides into authoritarianism. Yeah. And the best way it slides into authoritarianism is control the narrative.
Yeah. You gotta leave. Keep going, brother.
So you say it's almost impossible. How would you say we can do it?
Mushrooms.
Beautifully
said. Mushrooms!
Well,
we gotta love each other. We need mushrooms. We gotta realize we're all in this thing together. We can, instead of competing with each other, just do your best and give everybody hugs.
I agree, so let's expand on that.
No, you don't agree. You're not in this thing with some of these
hallucinogens.
People.
Why do hallucinogens taken properly create such peace? Why are they?
Because they eliminate the ego, and the ego is responsible for most of the conflict. Most of the conflict is instead of things.
Joe's making sense for once.
Everybody, like, look at this. Like, what does everybody want in terms
of
life?
Forgave
food
me 3 years ago when I was being
a dick.
Everybody, and it was so much
better.
I'm
trying to forgive everybody. Listen,
it was amazing.
What does everybody want in this life? You want good friends. You want to be safe. You want your children to go to good schools.
I mean, all great stuff. And like, I completely agree. When you get down to the fundamentals, most people will agree on the core issues. It's just how to get there is what they disagree on. At the same time, while you're talking about, like, you know, gay frogs and the New World Order and how there's this New World agenda and all that kind of stuff, like, right now they're voting on expanding the military budget. Like, why aren't any of you talking about that? Isn't that a core issue that upsets you? Do you not like, want to spend a whole bunch of tax money on the military-industrial complex? Wouldn't that be more beneficial to let all your viewers know about that at this, like, crucial moment in time so that they actually contact their senators and tell them not to vote for that? Or is it better to just talk about these grandiose ideas that no one can really pinpoint and you don't have to be held responsible for it? If you just keep on talking about this globalist cabal and how there's all these elites and everything is happening, we have a new world order, it's just a matter of time before, like, the next reset is happening, all this kind of stuff. Like, how in any way does that impact people's lives in terms of, like, what is actually going to change the way the world they live in is, formulated? It's ridiculous.
Your loved ones to be protected. You want people to get by and have a good life for as long as they possibly can. That's what everybody wants. But you think that other people are trying to stop you from having that. Other people are trying to stop you from having that. There's a few sociopaths that want to gather it all up for themselves.
There you go.
I forgive
you
too, amounts of people.
But Joe, I've had this conversation with Ian a whole lot, because Ian's the voice on our show who's always telling us to stop being so dark and try and bring people together. But you look at the prosecutor in the Rittenhouse case.
He's a demon.
Overwhelmed, like, lying.
Yeah. He's a literal demon.
Grave constitutional violation.
I think that's been going on forever.
It has.
Finally, we have the internet.
Correct. Thank you. Yes.
And now we can see it for what it is. And now conservatives are realizing.
It's been going on forever, and now we finally have the internet. Holy shit. How do you think the judicial system in America has been impacting people of color for fucking forever? Like, since America. Now we're finally realizing. It seems like there's sometimes a different standard of rules. It seems sometimes like justice isn't served.
Sort of line about, like, oh, if you haven't done anything wrong, don't worry about getting arrested, you'll be
That's
fine.
Not true.
I know, but conservatives now realizing, wait a minute, when the government, the Eye of Sauron, has you in their sights, they're going to do whatever they can.
I've been experiencing that. Where, like, they just lie about everything.
What were you just saying about not interrupting?
Miles.
I was just the one point is, people
have a lot of malice for me.
I don't have a lot of love for you.
Start over.
I'm not going to start over. I'm just going to say my one sentence, which is, conservatives now realizing when the government, which is the Eye of Sauron, has you in their sights, they're going to do whatever they can to break you. And this is something that disproportionately hurts poor people. And the left has been arguing about that for a long time, and they were right.
That's inarguable, right?
Yes.
But now the left's all anti-free speech, anti-due process.
Well, there's something to say about what's happening right now. Some people have called it...
Can't even say something nice without having to tack that on, eh? It's like, oh, the left was right about this. Yeah, no, totally. But that's not the left anymore. No, they've changed. Now they're all about censorship.
The fourth turning, you could feel it. It's energetic. You know something's happening. You see the Titanic. You see the iceberg. You're like, holy cow, the ship is heading somewhere. But at the end of the day,
see, this is the fucked up thing about all this. Like, every single person can see how fucked up things have become, especially under the pandemic. You should be reflecting on the fact that didn't the pandemic really show you how society is kind of like stratified based on class, based on race? Like, is it a shock to you to have learned how much the disproportionate rates of deaths were for Black Americans, Indigenous Americans, Hispanic Americans? Like, those are the things you should be reflecting upon. Those are the things, like the intersectional way that all these things affect each other. You should be looking at that and being like, oh, okay, well, maybe we should talk about that and let our audiences know about it. Not about all this fucking cabal, Eye of Sauron, the Great Reset bullshit. Like, yeah, you're reflecting on very, very obvious things that are happening before you. And then you're just adding all this other shit. So people who are watching you aren't actually going to enact any change. Like, they're not going to want to hold corporations accountable. They're not going to want to hold government accountable for any of this. They're going to keep on thinking, well, there's just this giant conspiracy, and I've learned it from my masters.
Still decide where it goes. And I think, to Joe's point, mushrooms, decentralization are ways to start the conversation. But I think we should focus on that as well, because I think that's the true kind of opening that we should be really examining and looking into, because there is something to talk about with so much power and influence here. We could do something incredible here.
I don't know about mushrooms, but that NAD stuff was legit.
Nicotinamide, adenine, dinucleotide.
Can we talk about DMT while Joe's here? Yes. Because he's giving me DMT next week.
I am.
Or should I not say that?
Sorry. No.
We were thinking about it.
Going down to South America for a religious retreat, perhaps?
Oh, I'm so in.
Yeah, well, I take DMT every morning.
We all take DMT when we sleep.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, you got to do it. You look smart. You got to joke.
How do you prepare for your first time, though? Because I'm nervous.
I've heard you got to do a dieta, which is a 10-day fast, where you basically eat only
stop all that hippie bullshit. Put your fucking woody beads aside.
But this is if you're
going to take pie hole. You don't do any of those things.
Have you taken ayahuasca?
It's the same thing.
Well, it's like the first time Moon Lord has actually tried to take center stage and utterly shut down by his hero.
Methyltryptamine. Look, it's good to have an empty stomach. Yeah, but listen, what you really need to do is just relax and let it happen.
Have you taken ayahuasca?
No, I've only taken DMT.
We got to do ayahuasca.
I don't know what to do shit with you.
Oh, you filthy hippie, get a haircut.
We need to. All of a sudden, I'm in his house, like, confused. When do I throw up? No, it's like all these psychedelic drugs, the big thing is just letting go. That's the biggest problem that people have.
Let yourself go, like Elvis says.
Yeah, it's hard to just not fight it. You know?
You got
well, that's one of the biggest
is.
Lessons when you do delve into psychedelics is not to take yourself too seriously. Let things go. Let love and the positive energies kind of flow in a direction where you're not trying to control everything. When you're trying to control everything, that's when things get nasty and disgusting.
And
whether in relationships, whether in government, whether with religion, anytime you try to force something onto someone, shit gets bad. It gets disgusting.
I totally agree. But
nasty.
While we've got Joe here, let me just ask this one question of Joe. And I want to hear from Tim and everybody here. But this is my real question. After all the suppression of free speech we've seen in the last 20 months, and after all the attacks on medical experts that were pointing certain things out that's now all been proven right, I mean, what does the power structure do now that it's committed
all been proven right.
suicide? I'm really concerned.
No. Don't be naive. It has not committed suicide. Most people still believe the news is accurate. Mm-hmm. Most people still believe I took horse dewormer. Most people still believe like some of the dumbest ideas because most people are casual observers of information.
So you're saying I'm blinded by the fact that I can see what's going on.
It's your job. You're like a guy who's like a tennis analyst that thinks that everybody knows who Roger Federer is. Most people have no fucking idea, right? It's like the amount.
Sandy Hook, moon landing, 9/11, need I go on? Like, Alex Jones is not through the looking glass.
Out of people that actually pay attention to all this
so
shit.
So I'm blinded by the fact that I'm
small.
Informed. That's a good point.
Yeah, you're very informed. You're always on it. But
so
most people
happen?
Are uninformed because they're busy all day. They have jobs and they have kids and they have a mortgage and they fucking go bowling or whatever they like to do. They don't have the time. They watch
whatever
football.
The normies do.
Yeah, so they watch football. They don't have time to be paying attention to all this fucking shit on
So instead of a normalcy bias, I have kind of an awake. So what do we do then?
Listen. I was arguing with someone about the Rittenhouse trial right now. A friend of mine who's on the left who said, I don't understand how you're defending this kid. And when I said like a few key details about the case, they said, I didn't hear that. And then they responded, to be honest, I was kind of just listening in the background while I was at work.
Yeah. It's all crazy, right? Like, should he have just showed up with an AR-15 at this protest? Like, why is he there? Like, why? He's a 17-year-old kid with a fucking loaded
gun.
No one should
have been there. Then you learned his dad lived there.
Then you learned that his family had a store there, right?
Yeah.
Didn't his family work there?
His dad had a business and his business.
His dad, his grandma, his cousins, he worked there, his best friend.
That was his hometown. His mom had left.
Shouldn't any of your concern be for the fact that that happened? Like, what society do we live in which, like, a 17-year-old thinks it's appropriate to grab a semi-automatic rifle and then defend other people's property? Like, that there's something fundamentally broken there. Like, even if you are on the side of Kyle Rittenhouse, you should probably be like, well, yeah, but, like, I don't want to live in a world that creates these kind of conditions where it comes to this point.
But how wild are these fucking people? This is like wild and wonderful whites of West Virginia. They said, son, load up your AR-15. You want to drive to the protest. You're 17. Like, to take a 17-year-old kid to the middle of a fucking protest with a loaded
gun. No, I agree.
It wasn't a protest. It was a riot.
It
was
a violent riot. I understand. Okay, let's say it's a riot.
But before it happened, it was a protest.
But
he shouldn't have been there, but no one should have
been there. If you have children, is anybody here besides me and Alex have children?
Negative.
When you have kids, the last thing you want to tell your 17-year-old is, hey, son, I'm going to take you down to that riot.
My son's bigger than me.
And you're going to pop off some caps.
You say no. You say fucking no. No. If you stay here, nothing will happen to you in terms of, like, damage or to other people. So, yes, you be a responsible parent, and you do not bring them to the riot that you just identified.
Mariah had beat his ass before he went.
That's wild shit. Like, I'm just not a judgment call. I'm saying it's a very unusual move.
Wait, my
to drive your 17-year-old kid across the state
line. Yeah, no, I mean, I like Rittenhouse, but they're a little weird.
Wait.
But he doesn't deserve
no present. The state line thing is too much.
31 miles.
Yeah, but it's
still
his,
state line, right?
I get
but
it.
But his father lived
hold,
there.
Hold on. Here's why it's much. Do you know the law? There's a law when it comes to, like, firearms, when it comes to, like, it's like state
line. He didn't bring a gun across state
lines. Okay, but state lines are real. It's a real thing. Like, if you live in one place and you go to another place specifically for this reason, the prosecutors or the lawmakers or whoever is going to look at it very differently just because you're crossing a state line. That's just fact.
Like you're
evading. That being said,
if you do something inside of Kansas, that's inside of Kansas. If you decide to cross over into another place, it becomes a different thing. Right?
That being said, there are people who live in places like Buffalo and Detroit and Mexico who have enhanced IDs who are able to go back and forth as if it's
Is that what he had?
Well, he lived like a mile from the border.
It's a veteran community.
And Kenosha was, it's the suburb of Kenosha.
But what a lot of people are missing is he went across the border and then got a gun.
Right.
He didn't cross the border with the gun, correct.
So he went across the border, and then he got a gun. And also, he's not even 18. It's kind of wild. Like, if you think about an actual 17-year-old boy, they're boys.
Yes, it is.
He's more of a man than any of those police officers.
He did a very good job.
You son of a bitch with your fucking cut nose.
Hey, but at the same time.
Jack Nicholson in Chinatown, they cut his nose.
But
talk too much shit.
But Joe, you got to understand, during that summer, police officers stood back. Police
officers
literally were back. Stand down, don't do anything.
Oh, for sure. It's not a clean issue.
That was a huge aspect to it. And it's not. And I don't think this is the best case to argue, but I think this is the kind of pivotal point that a lot of people, especially the corporate media, are focusing on, because this is the argument that they want to make to disarm people.
Well, I'll go back to they're not showing the defense arguments on a lot of TV channels that discredits him right there. But let me ask Joe before he's got to go here. He's got to go to a comedy show tonight. Let me ask Joe his view shifting gears on the political correct wars.
But hold on. Keep talking about this because this is an important thing to like expand on what we're talking about here. Like this is here's the problem. Here's the big problem. Why did he have to do that?
He was called.
But hold on. Why did he have to do that?
Why did the police stand up?
No. What compelled him to do that? Because it was anarchy. Because there was chaos in the street because they were allowing it to happen.
Correct.
The reason why people were willing to tell their kid, hey, this is a good idea to get your fucking loaded gun and we're going to like...
It's because civilization's collapsing.
Right.
And finally go, hey, let's have a war.
This wasn't anarchy. This was state-funded, mainstream media promoted chaos.
Come on. Mostly bailing out Kamala
Harris. Literally bailing them out.
By the way, that's not what anarchy is. They're just using the word anarchy to replace the word, like, you know, chaos, jokerification.
These
people aren't getting like detailed instructions on exactly what to do. They're Antifa people, right? They're wild motherfuckers that have criminal records.
Pedophiles.
They are getting instructions. They're
organized. They're very organized.
Who's giving them organized?
Whatever the cell is.
Joe, what happens when he's found not guilty? I predict that.
But when they're telling him, do you think someone's...
I predict that. Well, what a genius. Holy shit. How astute.
Telling him to attack this kid?
No, hold on.
No, yes. No, it's just out of control.
They were telling him to attack that car. Hold on, I can actually answer this.
He spent his whole life.
So, there's something important.
Okay, here's the thing I don't get. Like, if... On one side, and I've been saying this since the start, that, like, you know, he should be tried as a 17-year-old. He was a 17-year-old. We shouldn't have rules that just simply say that, like, because of these conditions, all of a sudden we forget the fact that you were a 17-year-old at the time. And there's a disproportionately massive difference between the amount of juveniles who are black Americans who end up being tried as adults versus the amount of white juveniles who end up being tried as adults. Hey, thanks, Anonymous, for gifting the sub. But... I would think even if you were on the side of Kyle Rittenhouse, even if you thought Kyle Rittenhouse was a hero or B was doing the right thing or was just a good old boy there to like, you know, help people out and was an EMT, no matter what it is, I would think that you would want to like if your concern is like, you know, the welfare of this person, this hero in your eyes. Don't you come to the conclusion that a 17-year-old should not have been in that situation in the first place? Like, I would think that like across the board, if you're a conservative who genuinely supports Kyle Rittenhouse, don't you not want 17-year-olds in those situations? Do you not want them to be patrolling the streets with weapons in which they can either shoot people or be shot themselves? Like, and if you're a parent, because I'm not a parent, but parents often invoke that. It's usually like, well, you know, I'm a parent, so I got to tell you as a parent. And from a parent perspective, take care of your kids. Don't put them in this environment. Don't put them in a situation in which they could die. I would think that would be one of your primary concerns.
A lot of conservatives don't understand about these wealthy billionaires who fund these nonprofits. There will be two people from an organization that is funded. They come down to events and they know there's a lot of angry people who have no idea what's going on. They don't say to them, hey, go attack that kid. They just say things like, if anyone tries to stop them, don't let them. Respect the diversity of tactics is a very common phrase. It means if someone is committing acts of violence, let them do it. And that's bad. And
did you just finish Andy Ngo's book? Fucking Antifa expert over here.
They have strategies. They call themselves often facilitators.
Yep.
They will come down to a
that
riot
is what diversity
and then
of tactics
guide
means.
The,
yes.
the destruction in certain ways and try and yeah. take that the violence and use it.
We got secret Antifa documents 5 years ago where they, even in Democrat areas, are working with the police and the government, and they have targets they're going to burn, things they're going to hit. It's all
not only that, but there's been
in some ways it's a rhetorical question. What I'm saying is, why did he have to do that?
Wait,
we had to do that because everything was falling
right,
apart.
Right. No, but
so Joe, elaborate. Joe, elaborate.
Can I say one sentence?
Yes, sir.
I had Robert Barnes on my show this week. He worked for the defense team, and my understanding, according to Robert, is the people who ran that car dealership called Kyle and several other people because that car dealership had been hit night after night. So they were specifically called in to defend this location. There's four locations, and they circled around.
Which people are allowed to defend their property?
Yes, of course. Especially when the police are saying we refuse to do anything.
So Joe, to answer your rhetorical question,
people forget how bad summer of 2020 was. Like, I lived in the middle of Hollywood when it was all at its peak, and I had to evacuate my home and hide in the woods
mostly
and stay
peaceful.
There for like 2 weeks until it was somewhat safe to go back.
Yeah,
like,
that's the key.
I'm surprised there wasn't more of that. There wasn't more car wrecks.
3 dozen people died.
I mean, Joe, you left LA.
How many?
The overwhelming amount of Black Lives Matter protests and protesters were peaceful. It's about 93%, which for the size of the Black Lives Matter movement at the time is just like, come on. This idea that it was like it was complete and utter chaos everywhere. Like, I was in my house in the Hollywood Hills. I'm pretty sure that would have been a dramatic difference from what was happening on the streets.
Ron?
Well, three dozen.
Listen, I showed up on night one in Kenosha, right? And right when I showed up on the scene, they already had dumpster trucks on fire.
Yeah,
the reason why I decided to take an Uber from Chicago all the way to Kenosha was because on Twitter, they were already taking bricks to police officers' heads and knocking them unconscious. So there was literally nothing peaceful. It was never a peaceful protest from...
Wait, that was happening in Kenosha? They were bricking police officers in the heads? Why didn't I read about that?
Night one.
Mostly,
the mainstream media doesn't
peaceful,
want to talk about
bro.
This. A mostly fiery, peaceful protest,
yeah.
right? But it was, listen, I always say this, Kenosha from night one was obviously a riot, but it was a crime scene for 3 days straight. And here's why I say this. On the third night when I returned back to Kenosha, I was talking to some of the people on the ground, some of the people that had their businesses burned down to the ground. When you were walking down the street, people had their windows boarded up. They were writing things like, children live here. You want to know why they were writing that? Because there was a threat
to
the
community.
Yeah, I remember
that.
There was an obvious threat to the community.
They were
people thought
for
that
help.
They were going to die, Alex. People thought that they were going to die in Kenosha because of violent acts that were being committed by these criminals. And they're trying to paint this picture that they were peaceful protesters. At no point was Kenosha a peaceful protest on night one, night two, or night
you
three. And Joseph
bias.
Rosenbaum was violent.
And right, night four, after Kyle did his duty, they...
That's the same guy who testified that he didn't have a bias. And look, no one is saying that there wasn't a whole bunch of rioting and looting, and it was a very dangerous situation in Kenosha at that time. And it certainly was. No one is defending the destruction of people's private property. What we're saying is that doesn't justify armed vigilantes thinking that they now have the right to shoot and murder people on the behalf of other people's property, or even enter into a situation in which the very use of guns is going to provoke this into a much more violent situation.
My brother, the National Guard.
Abolish the police.
Yes, of course.
Hey, but Joe, you were saying it's all rhetorical. What's the answer, then?
I don't have an answer, bro. Come on, man.
No.
I do love the constant, like, Joe, tell us. You know, Alex
well,
is like,
I mean,
Joe,
he ain't going to be here the whole time.
Joe,
I mean, yeah.
I know, but still.
Joe, just fix the world already, all right? What are you doing? Come on. All right, we're waiting here.
Trying to guide this thing.
Do everything for us.
What was the question?
You know, Blair's right. We forget what the fuck it was like.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, I am kissing Joe's ass because he's really politically smart. I knew this 20 years ago, but he's doing it now. Exactly. They're clearly prepositioning Buttigieg to take over.
There's
it's all over the freaking news.
Well, maybe he's the vice president.
It's a trial balloon because her approval ratings are 28%.
Right.
Everyone in Washington hates her. Gavin Newsom hates her because she took the California position for the presidency away from him.
What?
So
he hates her?
Of course he hates
How do
her
you know?
Because she's because you hear
You're talking
the,
shit.
I'm Wait, not, this one's new to me. So they're going to replace Kamala Harris with Pete Buttigieg before the next presidential election? Oh my.
Why they cut your nose?
No.
Motherfucker.
That's fake. It's
Chinatown.
A false flag.
Get
Careful, Alex. You don't want to get in trouble with that.
I think they're gonna take Michelle Obama or Oprah 2024.
No way.
Well, they're openly saying everywhere we've got to replace Biden now, and that's everywhere. So I'm asking, what are they planning? How
bro,
they
that
doing?
Satchel Paige thing was over the top. People were like, check. Check, please.
What was that?
Listen, the Negro thing? The Negro Leagues and the
Yeah, he goes, he's the number one. I won't even say it. He's the best in the world.
Yeah.
Did you see, though, when the judge, and I keep going back to right now's case, the judge said, I hope the Asian food's not on the Long
Jesus.
Beach port.
Yes.
And they were like, what a racist. And
horrible.
Joe Biden comes out and said,
right.
you know.
Took the heat off him.
Yeah, let's be 100% clean here
right.
on this whole thing. The point is, he's degenerating
right.
and falling
it's
apart.
Clearly
fast.
Something's wrong.
Their issue is with liberals more than anything, and they keep conflating the liberals and the left. I don't think there's anyone on the left who was like, oh, yeah, Joe Biden, that was a great moment in history. Yeah.
It's not fair. It's not. It's like to judge him like in comparison to like judging Obama when he was in office or judging even Trump when he was on. It's not fair. He's got a problem. There's something wrong with him, right? It's not as simple as I don't like the things he stands for or the special interest groups that have got him into power. I don't like his politics. That's not what's going on here. This is like this is a man who's compromised. Something's wrong and he's deteriorating. And either we admit that and we all admit we all know it or we don't admit it. So if we don't admit it, then China just starts fucking filling up Facebook with a bunch of fake pages.
And we
have chaos constantly. You know, I mean, that's part of what's going on, like with the conversations that people are having online.
Yeah, nobody respects us because of him.
Right.
And it's insane.
He's the first president who's literally shitty.
Oh. Yeah, poopy pants.
Michael Malice, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Michael Malice. I think but that's part of what's happening. You know, it's like we're in the cult. And if you're in the cult, you have
so
to pretend
painful.
The cult leader's okay. You know the cult leader's not okay.
In fact, if you
so
see all the Twitter
people
stuff,
are opening their mouths. More and more people going, hey, we gotta do something. And people are like, yeah, okay. And so they're coming out of this fucking fog and they're going, what about that people that just got? Well,
who's
he took 3 months
B?
Off for his fucking kid. Like, that's okay, that's okay. People have short memories. Let's get him back in here.
Well, what about the meme I sent you today of like the Hollywood guys going, he's a rock star. He's punk rock. I mean, there's still some are still trying
to. Oh, that's Joe Biden. Yeah. Joe Biden.
Well, Pete Buttigieg does have intelligence agency connections.
People are promoting their cryptos in the super chats.
So he was tried to be as the kind of prop guy. They did try to push him. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try to push him again.
Of course.
But again, the mainstream media, let's admit this, the mainstream
Don't call
media,
mainstream, Luke.
Corporate media put in Biden. The corporate media will be putting in the next president of the United States. And to me,
try.
Biden is the fall guy.
They're definitely going to try. But the problem is they don't have like a clear, like a person that stands like, oh, like on the right, if Trump wasn't around, you look at Ron DeSantis and go, that's the guy.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
strong.
Or Pence.
He's reasonable.
Yeah. Yep.
Shut the He's what? Strong. No? He's reasonable. He's calm. He's made great judgment choices during this pandemic with Florida. They've turned out to be, like, although controversial.
Medical procedure. Otherwise, you can't work. You can't eat food. You can't go to the movies.
Well, Tim, let's fact check this. Fauci and Gates came out last week in videos I played like 50 times. People can pull this up. And they both said, oh, sorry. It really doesn't work or do anything. We've got a new vaccine coming out. After 6 months, there's basically no immunity from the shot. That's not a.
That's been completely debunked. I thought Alex Jones was always right. It's already okay. Well, maybe there's one fuck up.
Vaccine.
That's paraphrasing.
A gene therapy.
Yeah, come on. Like, the challenge with this stuff is
no. Joe, tell him.
It wanes. It wanes after time.
Well, literally,
the real problem is it's unscientific because they don't recognize the natural immunity from previous infection. Like if you have a real infection with COVID and you recover, you have a more robust natural immunity. It's been shown by that Israeli study, which was 2.5 million people, that had between 6 and 13 times better immunity than you got from the vaccine. They're in denial about this. So they negate this and they pretend that it's difficult to...
Look how happy they all are, too. It's like, oh, nice, you're saying the things we want. Amazing. Yeah, talk about how evil the vaccine is.
Measure, but it's not difficult at all. We do it at my studio.
Russell
all the
Brand
time.
Joined Rumble. Yeah, no
very
surprise.
Simple test for antibodies. You can see
hey,
very clearly.
I'll be next. Just wait. Rumble's going to come a knock in, and you're going to see the surfs on Rumble. I'm going to get that sweet Rumble check. It's about time. I need my Rumble dollars.
It's a, you know, it's you do this test, you get a drop of blood, and you see your immunity. You can find out that you have antibodies. It's not hard. If that's the case, that's just as good, not just as good. Let's be kind and say it's as good.
The Israeli study found that the vaccine and prior infection gave more protection than the prior infection by itself, by the way. Yep.
This was far better. Far better than you get if you got infected. He got COVID, he recovered. So he has 6 to 13 times better immunity than someone who gets the vaccine, has like 2 weeks recovery from the vaccine, and now can go out into the world. He's got better coverage.
I'll say two things.
Even if that was true, which it's not, do you know what it's like to advocate for people to get COVID-19, kind of like in the same way people get, I don't know, chickenpox, and so that we can just build up some kind of natural herd immunity, which will not work in this case, by the way. Like, it can render some people to have erectile dysfunction. I'm not laughing because, like, erectile dysfunction is funny, but it's just unusual that that's something that Joe Rogan would, advocate for. But that's, like, across the board. I have friends who have lost their sense of smell permanently from catching COVID. Some people, can have strokes. Other people have major complications. Some people have difficulty breathing for months, if not years afterwards. Long haulers seem to not even be able to get over the effects. Like, to recommend people get COVID when... hundreds of thousands of Americans have died from it. Millions of people have died globally. Is just morose.
The first is that I think politically this is a pit trap. Because
a
pit trap. a trick. It's you walk and then you stumble through the leaves and you fall into the spikes. Because right now they're saying, we are going to mandate 3 shots in the UK, Austria, France. And then what happens is you end up with Rand Paul, who I like the guy, but he says, why aren't we taking natural immunity into the case? And I said, why are you in any way excusing mandates for medical procedures, whether it be a test or a shot? If we're talking about natural immunity, we're talking about you going to a facility, it's taking time out of your day to get a medical test done if you want to buy food.
No. He's taking one step. He's taking one step in this examination of this narrative.
In their direction, though.
No.
He's saying
one step in the navigation of this narrative is to look at what you're ignoring.
Yeah, so why aren't you allowed to talk about natural immunity?
You're ignoring natural immunity. Well, I know your whole case is bullshit. So everything you say, whether you're in for mandates, whether you're telling children they have to get it, whatever the fuck you're saying, as soon as you say your natural immunity from previous infection doesn't count, or you try to pretend that it's impossible to check when you can check in seconds. If you vaccinate someone, they're not good for 2 weeks. You can check their immunity in seconds. I have a fucking video of my phone of me doing it.
Let me just say this. The FDA put a letter out last week under a 4-year lawsuit, and they said no one that we've looked at over millions who had natural immunity has ever transmitted the virus, but everyone that takes the vaccine can at the same level.
Yeah, I don't buy that. Yeah, I think people just haven't reported whether or not they transmitted the virus.
And it's
not
thank as simple. God, you pushed back on one thing.
Somehow they have to like quantify that you had the virus and then gave it to somebody else.
I'm just going off.
I know.
Different things.
Yeah.
Someone who gets this is exactly what they say. If you get the vaccine, you're I think it's an order of magnitude less likely to get sick and it's less severe. If you do get sick, you're equally likely to transfer the virus to someone else.
But Fauci just came out and said that's not true anymore. I have the fucking clip.
I've had
this from the person who ended up catching COVID, had a very, very severe version of COVID, and honestly may have spread it to other people that he worked with in his unclean, unsafe work environment.
3 friends now be hospitalized that were vaccinated.
Well, so we had
hospitalized with COVID.
Great anecdote, Andy. What about the overwhelming majority of people who are dying right now? Have you looked at those statistics? Why does anyone bring up the fact that 99.5% of the people who are dying are unvaccinated? That should be just the end of this. It should end this entire conversation. I'm sure Alex Jones would pipe up and be like, oh, no, Fauci has completely reversed his opinion on that. I was like, I don't care what you think Fauci said or how you interpret Fauci or what language you think he speaks. That should be enough. It should be the end of sentence.
Wait, Tim, the elephant in the room, listen.
Yeah,
the elephant
I agree.
In the room, look
Chico.
At the border.
Chico's okay? disgusted.
Why
look how
is
upset
it
he
the
is.
Federal government is so concerned
what are you doing
with
to Chico?
COVID spreading in the United States of America? Why is it that Americans have to go on lockdown? Why is it that Americans have to receive these mandatory jab mandates? But there are millions of people, since Biden has taken office, that have flooded over the United States southern border. Not a single vaccine mandate has been issued to these people that are not even Americans. You want to know what's pissing Americans off right now, whether left or right? Is that there are people that are coming from different countries freely over the southern border without any jab mandates, right. But Americans are losing their lives. First responders, right. Right. Medical examiners, yep. People that are professionals, people that have dedicated their lives.
Oh, there it is. All those filthy immigrants with their diseases, and they're bringing the diseases over here. That has been fucking, like, that's an old-timey, like, I know Trump made it super popular again, but that's been an old-timey anti-immigrant stance, racist anti-immigrant stance for a long time.
That are experts that are now being put out on the street. Yeah, they're Americans, and that is
Minnesota
what's bothering
people governor,
right now.
The document just came out. I'm going to say this.
I don't want to.
The document just came out. The Minnesota governor said inflate COVID numbers to keep the shutdown going.
This is what really, really annoys me about all this. You just made a massive political point.
I was making it.
And everybody keeps going back into the argument about we should all sit under the mandates but discuss the science. When no one here knows what the fuck they're talking about. What I do know is that 1 million+ people did cross the border with not a single mandate, but they are firing nurses. And then people argue natural immunity and they argue big. And I'm like, I don't care about any of that. You are not going to mandate a public policy on the people and then ban people.
I agree. Drew, go ahead. The governor.
No, this is
the only correct thing that has been said this entire podcast was just said there by Tim Pool, and that is, nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about. I agree 100%. That is the most factual and truthful statement that will stand the test of time. Well done, Tim. And now everything else, gibberish.
For sure, it's a power move.
Yeah. But why is it 100%
power move? The governor said, I want a lockdown for power. He admits it's all fraud.
This
is smoking gun.
No, listen, this is why I am so hell-bent on talk to your doctor. We're not going to discuss.
Yeah, why is the Minnesota governor?
No. Stop doing that, dude. You are driving us back into an argument that takes away from the fact that they are mandating a medical procedure. I don't care if it's an X-ray. I don't care if it's a physical. I don't care if they want to feel my toes. We shouldn't be sitting here going like, well, this scientist said this and they were talking about numbers. No, 1 million people crossed the southern border.
Let them fight.
With no mandate. firefighters, police, nurses fired from their jobs, and all anyone keeps doing is keep saying, let's have a conversation about efficacy.
No, I agree, you're
efficacy
right.
is irrelevant. You talk to your doctor, you figure out what makes sense for you, and I'll tell you this.
I don't think
your mandates are meaningless.
Yeah, it's two different arguments. Yeah. I agree with your argument.
Nobody disagrees
I'm
with
saying the governor of Minnesota.
Don't know. Most people don't exactly. know about the people.
Joe's right. No, most people don't
know. Oh, everyone's all humbled and ulu now. Oh, Tim Pool yelled.
Well, how many people know that people were...
I thought they were all alphas. What's going on? Everyone's all calm and like, well, yeah, we were just kind of trying to say, Tim, don't get mad. Please don't yell at us, Tim. We'll be good boys. What's going on?
Literally, exactly. not just being allowed across the border, but actually like allowed to enter into the country.
Yeah we got to do that to fly on airplanes. We got to have tests.
But if you're coming even legally, if you're coming legally, you have to have the COVID vaccine now. And again, we understand this was never about your health. This was always about your subjugation. You look at what happened where they mandate this medical procedure, where they have the most strictest vaccine passports in England, in Israel, in Singapore. You see the highest rises in cases. Gibraltar, one of the most vaccinated places in the world per capita. Just canceled Christmas because they had a surge in COVID cases.
Vermont has the highest cases in America, and it's the highest vax.
Exactly,
it's all Bernie Sanders' fault. That's what I heard.
It is.
No, you know what? they want to control. We've talked about this, Alex, right? They want a controllable class. They want a two-tier system. They want the elites at the top, and they want the people at the bottom that they could control that are not going to say anything.
Holy shit, how are you relating that to the vaccine? It's accessible to all Americans. You've already paid for it. Americans can get the vaccine. It's not going to come out of pocket. It's $20 per dose. The two-tier system is every single one of you rich motherfuckers who takes Regeneron whenever you get COVID. It's like, oh, you got COVID? Don't worry. We have Regeneron. And go take it. It's $2,000 a dose, but, you know, it's we'll make it work.
Thing that are not going to protest, that are not going to fuss about it, because they want people, millions of people, they want people in this country that are illiterate to the United States Constitution, so that they don't protest or fuss about it. It's not left or right, Democrat or Republican. They just want people that they could control. And what's happening at the southern border is literally proving that right now, as I speak. It's not stopping. This is why I tell people, it doesn't matter. It's not left or right. It's not Republican or Democrat.
This is why you can't have this many people on a fucking podcast. Everybody just starts yelling.
Okay, let me correct what Sean Hannity just had to say.
Everybody's saving lives.
The Americans don't care about the Constitution. This is just boomer bullcrap that people spout on Fox News.
So you think the United States Constitution is boomer bullcrap? Is
yes,
that what you're saying?
I'm saying interesting. 100%. If you looked at what happened, with the lockdowns, they did not have to use a lot of force. The overwhelming majority of people were more than happy to have their freedoms taken away for the illusion of safety. The average man does not want to be free. He merely wants to be safe. And the Constitution.
His name is Keith Olbermann. And you can say it by name.
No one's going to know that. Joe, no one's going to know that reference. And the Constitution has been a dead letter. From the George Washington administration, they were locking people up for criticizing the government in the 1790s. It's a complete joke.
WeSaidWars.com. It's so utterly depressing that these are like some of the biggest names in independent media, like Tim Pool, Joe Rogan, biggest podcaster, Alex Jones. They all have empires, every single one of them, and then this is just the information that they're going to be spewing ad nauseum.
And they didn't know any better. They didn't have
credit. There are minefields before us where they pull you in their direction. I've talked about how the conservatives, there's no real opposition to the left other than, like, the Democrats will come out and say, we want to ban assault rifles. And the Republicans will say no. But where is the Republican leadership? This is actually something you told me. Where is the Republican leadership come out and say, we want to abolish gun laws? Everything is always the establishment left is pulling us in this direction, and the right is just saying, slow down.
What's
there.
What's the quote?
Say the quote. What quote?
Conservatism is progressivism driving the speed limit.
Oh, there you go. So this is why... You know, we had a conversation a while ago about science and Pfizer and all these pills and stuff. And I was like, yo, are we actually just arguing the degree to which we are going to live under the mandate?
I agree. But what about the exodus of the people from mainstream media? Joe, everything's collapsing. Your show is the epicenter of everybody leaving the establishment and going to independent. How does dinosaur media finally die? Because if Joe Rogan's the meteorite that hit the planet and kills the dinosaurs.
It doesn't have to die. AM radio is still around, too.
Has Blair White really said anything this entire podcast?
Okay, Joe's got to go. I have one question. Should I ask one question?
But it doesn't matter. Joe, you agree with them or disagree with them. You don't. If you don't agree with them, you don't have to keep
They've been saying Joe's got to go since the start of this podcast.
Up, over and over.
Joe's going to leave us. We're going to leave. Joe's leaving. We've got to do something.
Because I've been big in the media for 20-something years. You've been huge forever.
That's why they cut your nose.
Listen, but this is a real question. Son of a bitch. I know you don't want to sound rock star or arrogant. Fuck him. He's a horrible person.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's fake.
I'm right here, Charles. Bring it. Come on.
Jack Nicholson.
I'm a gorilla.
They cut your fucking nose.
Joe, let me ask this question.
Okay, Boomer, we all saw your meme.
Boomer.
Hey, Joe. I love this. He's giving you attention here. Joe, seriously, answer the question. What is it like to not just be probably the most famous person other than like a president right now in the world, but to have done it independently on your own? That's a major sea change. I celebrate that. I'm blessed to know you. You're a great guy. What is it like to be at the epicenter of the zeitgeist?
If I thought about that, I'd be fucked.
Well, it's a real question. Tell me.
I don't know.
That's my answer. Black helicopters. Okay, but you have. It seems like as you've gotten right in the middle of the zeitgeist, you've gotten more politically involved. Not because you wanted to, but you feel like you needed to. Because you're
well, this it's not that I got in the middle of the zeitgeist. This pandemic exposed the fragility of our society. That so many people are willing to give up their freedom for this like bizarre fake security that doesn't exist.
Bizarre fake security, man. It was just like it was the bare minimum. You know, they were like, we don't have all the answers yet, but we do understand that this is going to transfer from person to person. And at this time, it would be very beneficial to not have the hospitals get overrun with patients, as we have seen it happen in other countries. This is not a theoretical proposition. It's happening in other parts of the world because we don't want that. Could you please just stay 2 meters apart, wear a mask, wash your hands, like just bare minimum. And the whole thing, like, yeah, the pandemic revealed a whole bunch of stuff. It revealed how fucked up the entire capitalist system is and how it actually treats individuals and who exactly is, like, who holds power, those with capital kind of stuff. But the only thing they can focus on is, at the end of the day, it's about your freedoms. It just came down to freedoms. People wanted to give their freedoms away.
It's because they took the chance and they got vaccinated. And they feel like you should have done that too because they realize there's a certain amount of risk involved and they got through it. They're like, you fucking do it. It's like, I jumped into the water from the cliff. You jump. Jump, what? Pitch. I jump.
What about
you jump.
What about Aaron Rodgers?
It wasn't a daredevil thing. It's just how vaccines work, how disease works. We have a massive human population. Jesus Christ. Like, this is so many years past things like polio, for example, and yet still, like this is what we're talking about. I know, Chico. So many years past, and this is what we have conversations about. Even Chico agrees.
You helped out as well. Yeah. Tim, I mean, they're demonizing him, calling him a white supremacist on ESPN. I'm flipping through the channels.
Did they say that on ESPN?
I swear to God, I'm flipping through. It was a sports show.
We're back on the tables.
What's his name?
They call him right wing.
Where's Skip Bayless? Where's
a legit NFL quarterback, fucking super athlete. So comparing him to the average normal Joe walking on the street is crazy. He's literally the elite of the elite in terms of professional athletes.
Joe Rogan, I love you. And
I love you too, bitch.
Joe's got a show. So he's bouncing out.
Well, when Joe leaves, so do I. Plus, that was way too long.
And Joe, keep in mind.
Got a big guest tomorrow.
Joe, tomorrow, the verdict might come in.
Oh, it's chaos.
It's going to be chaos.
Chaos!
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
Rats in the streets!
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. That's why we told Drew to stick around. We were like, Drew, you got to stick around.
Constitution. Because
now everyone's talking.
Did you say he was taking selfies while Joe was talking?
Lydia, you're supposed to be switching.
Oh, my God. Wow, that was a lot. I can't imagine watching that unironically. So you've just been listening to an episode of The Surf Times, and if you enjoy it and want to see The Surf Times, you can go to wearesurfs.com or watch the live shows at thesurfs.tv. And also everywhere social media is sold, basically thesurfs.tv, you'll find us there, twitter.com/thesurfstv, for example. It would also help us out tremendously if you could leave a good review of this podcast if you enjoyed it, either on, I don't know, iTunes or wherever you're podcasting. Apparently it does help, and yeah, we hope to see you soon.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Joost, we will build a ladder to heaven to deliver you the daily news. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are your most humble of clownish jesters. To our lords, Trevor R. and Alexander Thaler, you have our undying fealty. To our knights of the round table, Nate, that one guy, Hagbird Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariana McCarthy, Daniel Sutton, Answer Still Running the World, Coulter Smith, Tom Groh, Val 9000, Jenna Tal, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Riley and Anna, Omni, Poodle Hawk, The Tim Caucus, Multi Mondi, Trevor Janis, Lemmy 101, Anthropofojack, Saren 42, Chronic to Hemp Hog, Catherine, Radical Maniac, Ramon Acosta, Incosin, Violent Orchard, Sophie Baby, Political Puppy, Andreas Chiringuito, Zach Christensen, Josh Mickelson, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We shall meet you in the tavern, and we raise a drink, and we salute you.